Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light, and be sure to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. This is quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. I'm Jim Galante telling you there are 100 million reasons why you should listen up. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is celebrating the return of sports by giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all of their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home a $1 million cash prize. And while you're in the app, don't forget to check out all of the great odds boosts and promotions DraftKings Sportsbook is offering every day to celebrate this week's basketball and golf action. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN to claim your share of $100 million in instant giveaways and put yourself in the running for the $1 million cash top prize. That's promo code KSN to get your share of $100 million in prizes. Only at DraftKings. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number three, and we are going to get to part two of our conversation with Diane Freiermuth. She is the mother of Pat Freiermuth, Penn State tight end, All-American, and she talks to us about the cancellation of the fall football season at the Big Ten and gets into a few other things as we pick up that conversation. And then when you see the athletic director, Sandy Barber, she mentioned this, and she wasn't the only one who talked in terms of not even being sure there was a formal vote. And I think the word formal is important in there. I believe the Minnesota president said something very similar about, well, it wasn't really a vote. It just turned into a consensus. Do you think that part of this is now the case where we're not finding out then, because there was no formal vote, we're not finding out this is how President Barron voted, this is how the president of Minnesota voted, and so on down the line? Do you think that was kind of part of the strategy so no one had to take responsibility for the vote?
No, absolutely. That's what consensus is so that no one has to take, you know, responsibility for the vote. You vote on a family vacation and your kids get one vote and the parents get two. I mean, that's just the way it goes. And then it's, it's consensus. Yeah, I think that's it. And I don't necessarily like it because of the position I'm in. But then again, I get why they would do that, because they're looking to, you know, to say this is how we feel as a conference, and not throwing, you know, certain colleges and universities under the bus. So I get it. It doesn't mean I'm happy with it, but I get it.
You would think it would be hard to argue with a group that's saying, gee, we're doing this because our number one priority is health and safety of the student athletes. Yet they've somehow managed to make it a problem because they've just been unwilling to come out and give more details. Diane, I'd like to also ask you about Coach Franklin. Now, he met the media this week. And you could tell just by his voice alone how disappointed he was in everything. He seems to be someone who's been very good at communicating and having answers for his players. And he even referred to them as his parents. Could you tell us what it's been like to be on a conference call with Coach Franklin?
Coach Franklin's the best. And, I mean, since we met him 4 years ago through the recruiting process, he's a communicator. He will over-communicate sometimes, but he wants everybody to understand what's going on. And I think it's been very frustrating for him to not be able to give the answers to his players that he considers his sons, to give them answers to, again, those very basic questions. that they're looking for. You know, what does this mean about my scholarship? What happens if I'm a fifth year senior? How am I going to be impacted? You know, if I'm a recruit and I'm committed to you, are you going to have enough scholarships for me? I mean, those are the types of things he wants his players and his future players to know. And I think it's very frustrating to him to not be able to give people a definitive answer. I think that's why he's a great leader, because he can answer. He anticipates the questions that will be asked. He plans and he can answer them.
And he's well prepared for everything. And if there's one thing that the Big Ten obviously was not, was prepared to respond and support the decision that they made. Another part of this, I did want to mention to you, I don't know if you saw it. I read where the NCAA has now talked about they're making a recommendation. It hasn't been voted on yet, where players would not be, it would not count as a year against them this year, so that everyone would get that extra year of eligibility. Is that something that you would think is appropriate, having a son as a player?
Oh, I definitely think it's appropriate. And I think there's so much right now that, you know, uncertainty, you know, what if you start the season and don't finish it? Because I truthfully, I don't know. Even for the conferences that start the season, will it be a full season? Will it be two games? Will it be six games? Will it be, who knows? And I think everything's just so up in the air now that that should happen. And again, if a student athlete chooses to opt out this year, they shouldn't lose eligibility over it. It is a pandemic. And I think the NCAA needs to be, and in the Big Ten, need to be willing to work with players to do that.
That would certainly be the fair way to go. One more question on Commissioner Warren. I meant to ask you about this earlier, and you did mention it in the letter. It appears his son is going to be playing this year because he's a player on the Mississippi State Southeast Conference team. How do you react to that?
Well, obviously, as a parent of a son who's being told he can't play, you do look at that and you see hypocrisy in it. But then again, and I read his response to that today, and that's also, you know, that you have to separate family from business, and that it's a separate entity. You know, his son is playing for a different conference, and I get it, but obviously it's a little bit of salt in the wound, I'll be honest.
Well, you know, the full disclosure here, Diane, is and our listeners know this, I'm a fan, okay? I'm not this professional journalist, so I could say I'm a fan of the team. And yes, I look at that as hypocrisy also when you're saying I'm looking out for the best interests of the Big Ten student athletes. Are you not looking out for the best interest then of your own son?
Right.
So, it does seem a little inconsistent. Diane, I want to leave you with one last question. I know spring football. Do you think there's a chance that will happen?
I don't know, because I guess I don't know anything these days. I don't think any of us do what will happen. you know, I can't envision sitting outside at Beaver Stadium in the spring. I know there's been talk of this January schedule that I'm seeing floating around today. Truthfully, I don't know. I mean, you can plan all you want, but you know, all I know is a new schedule came out. We started looking around at, you know, changing our travel plans, if we could even go to games and preparing for that. And then, you know, 6 days later it was gone. So, you know, I guess I can't even think about what could happen in January or March or anything beyond that.
I don't think Beaver Stadium is capable of being opened in the middle of January. So
no.
I don't think that will happen. I did fib. I said last question. I'm going to throw one more at you. Speaking of spring football, I do want to ask you about your son. I'm not going to ask you if he would play in the spring, but I'd just like to ask you, you went through this decision where Pat could have decided to go into the NFL draft this season, and he probably would have been drafted pretty highly, and he chose to come back, which I'm sure makes this whole process a little bit more painful. But in the spring, if they do decide to play in the spring, he'll have another decision to make. Could you just share with us a little bit How does that decision come about? How does the family dynamic and that work to make such an important decision?
Well, I think it's something you discuss as a family, and obviously it has to be what is in his heart at the time, because he's the one that has to take the field and play. And when we discussed it last year, there was no doubt in his mind. He wanted to play for Penn State again. Like, and this, you know, everything that's happened this fall, it's just, it pulled the rug out from his plans. He just was focusing on playing for Penn State. So when we get to the point, if there becomes another schedule, if we have to discuss it, he's got to decide what his heart and his head are telling him to do. And whatever he decides, you know, his family, his dad and I and his brother and sister will support him. Because throughout his whole life, whatever he's done with tremendous passion. And I wouldn't expect this to be any different.
Well, fantastic answer, Diane. First of all, thank you for raising a great Penn State tight end and a great young man.
Thank you.
As Penn State fans, we all appreciate that. And thank you for joining us. I'm sure our listeners really enjoyed hearing from you.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
And that was Diane Freiermuth, mother of Penn State tight end Pat Freiermuth, talking to us about the Big Ten decision to cancel the fall season. And it very much sounded like she wanted to see a fall football season until they came up with a reason, a valid reason, and a good explanation why not. And it appears that they still have not gotten that explanation, nor have the rest of us. You have a situation where so many of us would have liked to have seen football in the fall from the Big Ten Conference, but I don't believe anyone beyond the players and the coaches have as much of a vested interest in the well-being of the players than the parents and whether they play football this fall or not. So they were very interesting comments to hear from Diane Freiermuth. And when we come back, I'm going to have Dustin back in. And Dustin is going to, he's going to respond to the answers that Diane Freiermuth had. He'll tell us his opinion, if he thinks those opinions were valid, were they on the mark? And as parents, should they have responded the way they did? Was the response appropriate? I know she mentioned that a few people accused them of being helicopter parents. I'm not sure that was the case. But again, stick around. Quarter number four, we'll get Dustin back in here, and we'll get his response to everything Diane Freiermuth had to say.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. DraftKings is giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all of their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home a $1 million cash prize. To claim your share, all you have to do is download the app and sign up using code KSN, then enter DraftKings Free Football Survivor Pool. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.